Roman's Product Management Podcast. A Product Owner Career Path. If you want to advance your career, or if you want to help others develop professionally, then you need a career path. But I find that not all companies have such a path in place for their product people, and if it exists, it's not always effective, especially when agile product roles are used. This podcast episode introduces a career path for product owners. It connects different product roles and it explains how people can start and progress their careers from owning part of a product to leading a group of product people. The career path for Scrum product owners I like to recommend consists of five steps. The first step is working as a feature or component owner who looks after a product part. The second step is taking on the role of a junior Scrum product owner and owning a product in its entirety. The next step consists of becoming a senior Scrum product owner and managing a larger, more important product. The fourth step is taking on the role of a product portfolio owner and looking after a collection of products. The last step is moving into a line management position, becoming a head of product, and leading a group of product people. The benefit of having a career path in place, like the one just described, is twofold. First, it states the product roles used in an organization together with their relationships. This is useful to recruit new talents and to develop existing employees, as well as to staff development efforts and make sure that the right people look after the company's products. Second, it allows individuals to understand what role they are playing and how they can progress their careers. This helps retain people and create the right learning and development programs. It's important to note that there is no one right way to design a career path for product people. You may have to adapt the path I recommend in order to make it work in your organization, and I'll talk more about this later in this podcast episode, or you may choose to use a completely different path. But let's now take a closer look at the five steps on my career path together with their roles. A first good step to start an agile product journey is to work as a feature or component owner. As the name suggests, a feature owner manages one or more product features. Take Microsoft Word as an example. A feature owner might own the ability to draw on a Word document or to allow several users to collaborate on it. Similarly, a component owner owns an architecture building block. This might be a subsystem, layer, service, or component. Staying with the Word example, a component owner might manage a data persistence service that saves documents to various locations, including Microsoft's OneDrive. Owning a feature or component means that the individual has the final say on the attributes of the entity. For example, how the drawing feature works and what the persistence API looks like. On the flip side, a feature and component owner are responsible for maximizing the value their feature and component creates. As the two roles come with limited responsibility and authority, as well as a comparatively focused skill set, they are ideal to gain initial product ownership experience and prepare individuals for moving into a junior Scrum product owner role. Playing the role of a junior Scrum product owner is a step up from working as a feature and component owner. It means having ownership of a product in its entirety, in being empowered to have the final say on tactical and strategic product decisions, which I refer to as full stack ownership. The product a junior product owner manages should be relatively small so that it can be managed by the individual without the help of additional product people. What's more, the product should not be crucial to implement the business strategy, and it should not be a major revenue source. This allows a junior Scrum product owner to gain more experience and make mistakes without causing too much damage. Managing a product like Word would therefore not be suitable for a junior product owner. The product is too big and too important for Microsoft. As a junior Scrum product owner owns a product in its entirety, the individual interacts with users and customers, determines the product strategy, develops the product roadmap, looks after the product backlog, engages with the stakeholders, and guides the development team members. Playing this role therefore requires solid product management skills, and individuals will benefit from acquiring the relevant skills before they take on the role. Once an individual has successfully worked as a junior Scrum product owner, they are ready to take the next step, become a senior Scrum product owner, and manage a larger and/or more important product. To succeed in this role, the person requires additional skills, including the ability to lead a group of product people without being their boss. Now, managing a larger product usually requires several individuals to work together. This can be achieved by forming a product owner team. A senior Scrum product owner should lead this team, offer guidance, align people, coach its junior members, and decide if no agreement can be reached. The individual will therefore need appropriate leadership skills, including goal setting, active listening, and collaborative decision-making skills. Additionally, a senior Scrum product owner will benefit from having the appropriate commercial knowledge, being able to review and evolve the product's underlying business model, and to create a financial forecast. This is especially important when a product directly generates revenue, like Microsoft Word or Adobe Photoshop. The fourth step on my career path sees individuals move into the role of a product portfolio owner. Now, this change is significant. A product portfolio owner manages a group of products instead of an individual one. Think, for example, of Microsoft Office and Adobe Creative Cloud as two sample product portfolios. Consequently, a portfolio owner requires more authority, has more responsibility, and needs additional skills. Their job is to maximize the value the entire product portfolio creates. This includes creating a balanced product portfolio, making the right investment decisions, setting strategic goals across the portfolio, synchronizing product releases, and collaborating with the junior and senior product owners who manage the products within the portfolio. The final step on the path is taking on a line management position, becoming a head of product, and leading a group of product people, including product portfolio owners, senior and junior Scrum product owners, as well as feature and component owners. Rather than being a contributor and managing an individual product, a head of product should enable others to succeed in their jobs. This includes the following three tasks, which I explain in more detail in the podcast episode, What Should a Head of Product Do? First, mentor and coach the individuals, help them make the right product decisions, and help them secure the support of the stakeholders and development team members. Second, create the right environment so that the individuals can do a great job. This includes addressing organizational impediments like a lack of empowerment and not having enough effective Scrum Masters available. Third, offer feedback and identify learning and development measures to help the individuals do an even better job and progress their careers. Note that in larger companies, the head of product role is often broken up, for instance, into Director of Product Management, VP Product, and Chief Product Officer. I intentionally neglect this distinction on my career ladder, as the latter focuses on product ownership roles rather than product leadership ones. Having a career path in place is great, but how can people get on it? I find that experienced developers and software architects make good candidates for component owners, as they have the technical skills required. It's also a great opportunity for technically minded people to try out a product management role while still being involved in some technical decisions. Similarly, product trainees and business analysts can make great feature owners. Depending on their knowledge and experience, the latter can also be good candidates for working as a junior Scrum product owner. The same is true for safe product owners. Unlike Scrum product owners, they do not own a product in its entirety, but rather manage a team backlog and collaborate with one or more development teams. And so moving then into a junior Scrum product owner role is a good career step, I find, for safe product owners. Project managers can also be good candidates to take on a junior Scrum product owner role if they have the opportunity to prepare for the role and acquire the relevant product management knowledge in advance. They'll also benefit from being mentored by the head of product or another senior product person when they start their new role. Finally, I find that taking on the role of a feature owner can be a great intermediate step for some component owners before they move into a junior Scrum product owner role, as it can help the individual step away from the technology and develop an understanding of the market and the end user needs. As I mentioned before, the career path introduced in this podcast episode is just one way to design a job progression for agile product people. And while I hope that you do find it helpful, you may have to adapt it to make it work in your organization. This might include the following two changes. First, you might find that the ladder is missing some product roles. You might, for example, decide to add the role of a Scrum product owner to the career path, and that role might sit between the junior and senior Scrum product owner roles. You might also decide to split the head of product role, for instance, into director of product management, VP product, and chief product officer, as I mentioned earlier. Second, you might regard the career path as too complex for your organization and choose to simplify it. If all your products are comparatively small, for instance, you may want to remove the distinction between junior and senior Scrum product owners. Similarly, if the head of product acts as the product portfolio owner, which is not unusual in smaller companies in my experience, then you may want to combine the two roles into a single one. Finally, don't forget to clearly state each role with its authority, responsibility, skills, and desired experience by considering the specific requirements of your company. I hope you found my recommendations helpful. You can learn more about the product owner role in Scrum by attending my Scrum Product Owner Masterclass and by reading my book, How to Lead in Product Management. Thank you for listening.